With rain looming on the forecast, it seemed like another kick in the gut to what had already been an extremely stressful wedding day planning process for both Madison and Devin. As I turned onto the highway, I started praying for their wedding. I pretty much pray before every couple's wedding day. I pray for their marriage, that God always stays present in their lives. And I also always pray that God allows me to be exactly what they need that day. Sometimes that ends up being more than just their photographer. And of course, I pray for no rain, but I also know that that isn't exactly how prayer or how God works, but I think it's always worth a shot. I somehow beat the whiteout rain that I ran into on my drive and managed to get unloaded before it began to rain at Crimson Lane. I love walking into like the hustle and bustle in the beginning parts of a wedding day. It's always super invigorating. It's like brings you to life before you get started working. I grabbed Madison's details and I spent the entire time gawking over her gorgeous Stella York dress that she got from Brides and Beyond, one of my favorite bridal places for you to get your dress. And the back of it, you guys, let me tell you, oh my gosh, so gorgeous. You'll definitely see it throughout. I tried to kind of keep it as a focal point because it was stunning. Both Madison and Devin had letters to share with each other. And after Devin read his letter, he said, "You know what's funny? I started my letter out saying basically the same thing." And so we all had a good laugh. And then as Madison was reading her letter, she stopped and she was like, "Oh my gosh, we said the same things." It was just like one of those moments where you're like, this is a perfect example of why these two are saying I do. They just pair so well together. Madison's bridesmaids wore gorgeous beaded dresses from Kennedy Blue that were ironically named Devin. It was pretty fitting. The guys looked so great in their blue suits and dusty rose bow ties. And then as we were taking some bridal portraits, Madison was approached about the ceremony. And they asked her, "Madison, do you want it inside or outside?" And you could just see the struggle kind of come over her. Like, it was just one of those like very large, important decisions that really could be so perfect and so great, but also could kind of really go wrong if it were to rain. And she chose outside. Everybody jumped on board with her. We made plans to make sure things would, you know, in the event that it rained, we were all covered. And I think that everybody at that point kind of said a silent prayer that really the rain would just hold off. Let me tell you, prayers were answered. We managed to get through her entire ceremony with no rain. It was gorgeous. It was so perfect. There was a couple like just super funny moments throughout the ceremony that seemed just really fitting for their personalities. We then made some changes to make sure that we could get some really pretty portraits of both Madison and Devin outside before it started raining, because there was definitely rain on the forecast. And let me tell you guys, I think I laughed the majority of the way through the portraits. Devin had us cracking up the entire time. And I had just heard so much about how silly Devin was, but I had heard even more about Devon. And let me tell you, it took me a long time to figure out that his name wasn't actually Devon. But throughout portraits, he was like slowly making his way to the forefront. And I knew that there was absolutely no doubt that he would show up for the reception. I could not wait. Although the sun didn't really shine, I don't think that we could have asked for a more gorgeous day. It was not too cold. It was not too hot. The rain held off for the majority of the evening. Simple candles and greenery covered her tables, while a few gorgeous tall cascading centerpieces filled their long running tables. As the reception got started, toasts were made, and Madison's dad came up to start his speech. When he started talking about Devin and how he knew that there were girls there that he had been with, and what he, now that he was officially off the market, that these girls needed to return his stuff, I was probably thinking what you're thinking, like, what the heck? Who talks about that at their daughter's wedding? Her dad demanded that all these girls return his stuff right then and there. And the next thing I knew, literally half the reception stood up and were walking towards him. You guys, he got me so good. I thought he was dead serious. Thankfully, he wasn't. And all these girls returned their keys to him. And then Madison's dad said, "That's not enough keys. I know that there's more keys." And then a bunch of guys stood up and returned their keys. And then somebody else stood up who was pregnant, which was pretty funny. And then finally, to finish it off, Grandma brought up her key. You guys, I was dying laughing. I think I had tears like streaming down my face. Somehow, you guys, the rain disappeared. It was all those prayers, you guys. That's what it was. And the party got started. Devon finally made his appearance. And let me tell you guys, he did not disappoint. Madison, although, let me tell you guys, she didn't disappoint either. That girl has some dance moves. And I think that was probably like my favorite part of their day, was just seeing them dancing together. That's something I feel like gets missed a lot in wedding days because people are so busy just talking and greeting people that came. But these two made sure that they had a good time on the dance floor, and it just made me so happy for them. To end this, you guys, thank you so much to both Madison and Devin. I had so much fun celebrating you two. I laughed the majority of your day, and I'm wishing you guys both a lifetime of laughter and a lot of sweet dance moves as you get older. Never stop dancing.